Steve Burton and Dwight Lowry both getting better. They're going to be retested tomorrow. But as far as the NFL policy with the concussions, Alan Ball had a rib contusion, will be limited some this week. Feels pretty good today, so we'll continue to evaluate him. Denard Robinson with his hamstring pull, we'll continue to reevaluate him, and he'll be limited as well some this week. But Alan Ball should be good. Dwayne Grotz, probably, you know, we'll keep evaluating and see. He really progressed really good last week. We'll see how far we can get him along. And I believe that's it.
Should Grotz not play this week?
Unlikely. Unlikely.
Mercedes?
Mercedes, he re-irritated his calf strain. So, you know, it was one of those things where he felt it the second play of the game, and it wasn't a pull like it happened before. It just, he felt it inside there. So, you know, it's one of those things that we were looking at doing some treatment or things in between quarters, or even take him in the locker room. But it was just irritating enough to where he felt like it'd be best to be in play.
Think Mike Brown this week?
Mike Brown, no. He also is getting better, but maybe a shot next week.
So Mercedes out this week then?
No, Mercedes will continue to evaluate. We just got to watch him.
Oh, so is that something you think could be a year-long?
Well, calves are funny. You know, I'm not a trainer or a doctor. I know that it's different for different people, and especially in his position. So, you know, we put him through the return to play, had him do all the – he's done more – calf raises and calf exercise than anybody I've seen, I think, in the last month. But, you know, we just got to continue to evaluate him and see, you know, challenge him in some, you know, more strenuous activities, maybe before he came back, just to see how it would respond.
You said something interesting about the game yesterday. So you have to stay stubborn on some stuff.
Right.
Flexible on others. What can you stay stubborn on, and what do you got to be flexible with?
Well, it's good. I think I mentioned before the part about being stubborn is our culture and the way we approach things. And, you know, we have a process in that for situations like this where we're gonna still find positive things that occurred in the game. But part of the process is also holding accountable the people that need to be held accountable, whether it's players, coaches, and not in a bad way. We just need to tell the truth and find out what happened. And, you know, I think that part we're going to stay stubborn on. The things that we have to be flexible on are, you know, we continue to look in ways for us to, you know, maybe it's develop a run game. Maybe it's develop, downfield passing game. You know, we may have to look at creative ways, or we may have to look at ways to say, what really is the truth? Let's take a look at all the tape and see, you know, what are our explosive passes coming from? Where are our explosive runs coming from, if any? And, you know, and if that's the case, it may be where we gear more towards that, and that's the flexibility we have to have.
Is that common at the quarter pole, or is it more so, is there a greater sense of that because you're...
I'd say there's a greater sense. You're right, Ryan. I'd say generally you do that the bye week. You might look at all your stats, your self-scout yourself and see, but... You know, we're trying to find those things out now. It might not be as in-depth as a bi-week study, but we still have to take a look at it.
In your experience with young teams, do they tend to press, and do you see that? Is that one of the things that you guys are going through now, as a lot of young guys are pressing maybe a little bit?
Right. I think so. I think, you know, I'll speak defensively. Our run game fits. You know, I wasn't going to come in here and talk to you and say, well, we just need to get better at fits. And you're saying, Gus, how long is that going to be? But right now I'm telling you, the run game fits are pretty good. We're looking at them, and I'm saying, okay, they hit a trap that we mishit in cover two, something that we don't do a lot of, and they hit us on it, and we fit it up. We ran it three times in practice. We talked about it, and we missed it. The other one was a quarterback scramble. You know, on a pressure. He found a way and scrambled for a run. Okay, now I'm not into the game. We'll take those two long runs out and look what you did. That's not the case. They had those two long runs. But as far as our base core defenses and how we're playing them against the run and the run fits, guys are where they need to be and they're fitting it up. That's really good. It's really good. How do you know? Well, you're seeing some guys going after the ball now. You're seeing the ball come out. Even with the one that didn't go our way on the sideline, there's another one that came out in the huddle or in the pile. So I'm seeing signs where guys are feeling more committed and confident in their fits, and you're seeing more aggressive things like that take place. That's a good thing. There were a couple busts by coaches. We explained a concept that we were going to use for this week, and we maybe didn't do it clear enough because it happened in the game and we missed it and they hit the tight end on a seam. All right, that's on us as coaches. We have to be really clear in our communication. Other things, they hit a couple explosive plays, passes, where if I had it all over again to do, I would tell Coach Babich, call that exact same call. That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to take those two things away. And we were there, we just didn't make a play. You know, so you're going, okay, all right, let's continue to teach him. We tell him more that we expect him to make that play in that route. And, you know, that's what we're going through right now as far as the teaching. You know, as far as the offense, you know, we're looking at things. I mean, it comes back to sometimes just fundamental things. You know, with our offensive line, just pad level. You know, I'm seeing us play with high pad level. And sometimes that's not what their intent is. Their intent is not to do that. But when they've got a lot of things going on in their mind, they may forget about pad level. And that's one of the fundamental principles of offense and defensive line play is pad level. And I'm seeing us get away from that. So as coaches, we have to reemphasize that. And, you know, those are the things that we're finding out with our guys.
You talked about missed a 50-yard run. I go back, two guys missed a tackle.
Well, also that. You know, after the misfit, Vito, and we had that down for our defense, we are missing some tackles. But one thing I'm seeing is I thought our effort the past few weeks was really good. Last week, or Sunday, I thought it was good. I thought it was good. And because of our effort, I wouldn't say it was like, oh, it jumps out at you. There were plays like that, but consistently like it has been. So, I'm not saying it's a concern or bad. It's not that. It's just, you know, where it is. And for that reason, when you miss a tackle, a lot of times that effort will cover it up. And that's what we're seeing on tape. So we have that going for us, too. The effort's outstanding. Could be even better. We're going to challenge them to even be better on that.
For the players, say they trust the process, but how important is it to have some success soon so they don't start to doubt it?
Well, I think there's always, you're always shooting for that. You know, you're always, I think what we have to do a better job is to maximize our players, you know, and to challenge them and put them in the right position, and then they have to also accept that responsibility and make the play. And I think that's what we can't get away from. We got to continue to find ways to do that. But you're right. I think that there are times it's human nature when, even though we talk about these things getting better and all that, it is a you know, a result league, and we're trying to stay away from that. Not that that's not important. That's very important to us, but we feel the quickest way to get there is through our process. But I understand that's in the back of their heads, and we'll utilize that. If there is some frustration on the players, that's okay, as long as we utilize it to help us get better.
Guys, along those same lines, do you worry at all that some players start to freelance and get out of the system?
Well, I think freelance would be more like this would be my bigger concern, is they feel like they have to be the one to make a play. You know, like, for example, Jason Babin, you know, and a couple penalties. His intent was not to go line up offsides. That's not his intent. But it was to make something happen. It was to make something happen. And he was going to get all the ball he could, and he was going to come off on that ball, and that was all in his mindset because he knows how important rush is. And that's what I think you got to be careful of.
You have said numerous times in the last few weeks, and it's clearly a part of your process, that you personally have to be better. If you need to do a better job. Did you spend a couple extra minutes since the end of the game or the end of the press conference yesterday, when you walked in here today, doing a self-assessment of how am I getting my message to
yes,
my players?
Yes, no doubt. And just how we talk to our players, and could there be any reason how we're talking that the communication's a problem? You know, we teach a certain technique, a certain thing, and the player's not doing it on tape. Well, maybe he's doing it exactly like we talked and not what we meant, and our communication has to be better. We had two or three of those, like I said, with the coach's bus, that we have to get cleaned up. So there's a constant self-evaluation taking place on that.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Are your coaches not carrying out the message you want in terms of how to teach?
No. I'm saying like this. Like if we say a QB key, make sure you have vision of the quarterback, and if he's looking at you, push for width. Or if he's looking your way, push for width. Well, make sure that if he's looking at you, you don't push for width. Just if he's looking away from you, push for width. Things like that, saying, okay, we're becoming cleaner. And that's part of it where you say, Gus, you've been at it. Well, these guys, some of them are rookies and they're hearing it for, you know, there's things that are happening. We can't possibly cover every situation on field. I mean, there was four or five route concepts, you know, two route concepts that I haven't seen this year and our guys have not seen. Well, and a concept just like Dwight Lowry when he got cracked and ended up getting a concussion. I've been in it for 8 years and never seen a crackback on a bluff play, but now we have to teach how we're going to defend that and how that's going to take place. So we have to communicate those things to the players exactly how we want to execute it. So not an alarm like that. I could see how that may come across that way. It's just we have to be really tight with how we talk and what we expect.
Have you considered then, or do you already meet with a small group of veterans to make sure that what you're saying is what they're hearing?
I talk to them all the time. All the time. Just, but, yeah, I talk to them in the locker room. I talk to them in the locker room, talk to them in the training room, because I think that's a big part of my job is the communication part and to spend a lot of time with our players. And it might be one-on-one. It might be one-on-two where we're having conversations. It might be in a group. But that's very important.
Talked a couple of times about accountability.
Yeah.
And that players have to be accountable. 10 weeks or however many weeks it's been since the beginning of training camp, how do you raise that to make the players, is it a fine system? Is it?
I think the accountability, what we have to do is, it's one thing for us to hold them accountable. And that's our job to do that. And we will continue to do that. When it becomes really strong is when they hold themselves accountable. Then it becomes even stronger. And I'm seeing flashes of that. It occurred yesterday in the game. That's on me. That's on me. I can't do that to this team. Those things occurred and took place. And that's great, but we need to get it corrected. To make mistakes is human. To make them over and over again, now that's what we got to get away from. And so I think that's what I'm guiding our team towards doing, is saying, we're going to hold you accountable. It's just like we're going to lead this team as coaches until they take over the leadership. But you have to guide them in that direction. Same thing with accountability.
I know you don't want to get caught up in the wins and the losses and such, but, it, you know, for the fans, it wears on them, you know. Mondays
right.
are gloomy around Jacksonville. Can this team, and I know you believe in your guys, but do you have to be close to perfect to win? Or?
Well, we have to be. If for us, what I'm seeing yesterday are things that we're hurting ourselves. The penalties, not executing assignments correctly. Those things hurt ourselves. When we get to where we clean all those things up and we're playing at our highest level, then let's make that evaluation. You know, then let's make it. And I think that's my responsibility to our team and to our fans and to the city. I know they're saying, let's get this corrected. The team is saying, we need to get this corrected. I'm saying, I know. And I'm responsible for that. I'm the leader. And I'm going to give it my heart and soul to get there as fast as I can. And this is the way I believe we got to do it.
Gus, you said last night you were pretty emphatic in your support of Blaine. Was that as much for his confidence?
No. I would probably be stronger now after watching the tape. I think there's some things that, when I watch the coverage downfield, we may be talking about, hey, throw the hitch and just trust that it's going to be open. You know, it's hard when you watch the tape and you see that maybe, receivers are, they had a good coverage call to that particular route. So I think that I saw him use some freedom. I saw him scramble around, make a play to Clay Harbor. I saw him scramble around, throw it to Ace on an explosive play. I saw him do some things. He took off and ran, although we got to teach him how to slide better. You know, I think there's things like that where he was trying to do it. The fade ball up the, down the sideline, we said we were going to take a shot. Now, you know, we'd like to have it more, you know, over the top. But, you know, I think he's doing those things that we're seeing. Yes, maybe the throw to Ace could have been more in front of him. You know, there's some things like that occurred. But if you watch the film, I think, in that manner, you'd say, okay, you know, we've got to find ways to help, you know, use his strengths and our player strengths. Jed and I had a long talk today about that, and we really spent a lot of time looking at what we do well. We did it last week, but this week we said, okay, let's do it again and go through it. And I think, not to say that it's right, but I think some things came to light more.
What about Denard in that conversation?
What's that?
What about Denard in that conversation?
Well, I think Denard, you know, we've got to get Denard up to speed. You know, the things that we're counting him for. He's his own worst self-critic. You know, the kickoff, the miss on the screen. You know, things like that he's very capable of doing. And, you know, he holds himself accountable to that. It's one of the things that I'm sure the coaches are addressing too. So, but, you know, we just got to help him get better in that.
Have you spent more time with the offense than you thought you would as a head coach?
No, not as a head coach. No, not as a head coach, because I was came in, watched all the defense, the offense, met with Jed, watched all the offense, then met with Bob, watched all the defense and his staff, you know, so no, I don't think so. I think I met more one-on-one with Jed, whereas a defense we meet as a group.
Gus, are you concerned that a lot of the, most of the 50-50 balls don't turn out to be 50-50 balls
if right.
you're going to the opposition?
Right.
I mean, is that something, I don't know, can you work on it in practice?
Yeah.
Or individual players... desire.
Yeah. I mean, there was, I mean, like Cecil, for example, he had a couple that he won, you know, on those balls we threw up to him and made some great plays. Now the challenge for Cecil is on that fade ball. Find a way to come up with that one, too.
Because you know? That affects what Gabbert's going to think as he lets the ball
right.
go,
right? And then some of that you have to do in practice. You have to do in practice. You have to throw it up constantly and, you know, give him the faith that you're going to throw the ball and where it's going
to
be.
I know you hate to be specific, but just so that
I'll be specific.
I know. Fans understand this because that's who you end up speaking to here. So on the Fleener touchdown, the player who looked like he was supposed to cover him was actually doing what he thought he was coached to do.
Well, what happened was we had a call for it.
Right.
Three quarters of the defense played that call. A quarter of the defense did not play that call. They played the check. And it happened to be on the tight end. So, I you know what? I think, you know, as far as that, I know everywhere I've been on the defensive coach, we add up the total number of busts. And we said if you're like six or seven, it's pretty good in the game. You want to stay away from double digits. And we're right at the double digit mark. Now, it just so happened that that bust was a touchdown. There were a couple other busts in there where a guy jumped the gap, missed this, and happens. That happens. But when it caused a touchdown, and I say, hey, we had a bust on that, you're saying, oh, well, there's about six others too. You know, but guys make plays. And, you know, those things take place.
Does Justin Blackman start
Sunday? Justin, you know what? We'll talk about it right now. But I know he's done tremendous these last 4 weeks now. I think before I met with him through this whole thing, I said, you know, the biggest thing I wanted to see from him was compete. And I know he'll compete on the field. I want to see him compete off the field. And his body fat has dropped. His weight has gained. He's in really, really good shape right now. You know, he's done everything that we've asked him, went on the trips with us. I could go with the list on and on, some of the things we asked him to do that he's done. So he's in a great frame of mind right now. So if he continues that, then I would, you know, that's what we would project.
How did you feel like Josh Evans played?
Josh, I'll tell you what I was impressed with Josh was is that he continued to play fast. He did play with intensity. He did communicate on the field. There were a couple situations where we would expect him to make plays. And he knew that too. And I think that's just a comfort level being out there. And, you know, you would see him not make those same mistakes. He made them in practice. It got to the field. And he maybe thought a little bit too much, you know, and just trust it. Just trust it, Josh. It's what it's designed to do. And they had a couple completions on it. So, you know, I do really like what he brings. I like his traits and how important football is to him. And we just got to coach him up more.
And so dealing with this personally, and you ever, like, helping yourself and say that, just working, I'm going to get this right, that type of thing.
Oh, no. I don't think that. I think it's more for the players, you know, because I know it's important to them. Their attitude's great. They're doing everything we ask. And so for their sake, you know, you'd like to have it come together. But we all want it to happen fast. And but I think the biggest thing for me, Vito, with this group is to stay consistent. You know, stay consistent, stay strong. And but I have conviction over it. I believe it. And, you know, that part, that's what I told the team. We're going to stay strong in these areas. You can count on that now. You can count on it. And, you know, let's see. But, no, personally, I'm fine. I'm great.